This is Evan Baldwin here with your Adams County Speedway midweek race recap. Last Saturday night was Poet Biorefining Night with an action-packed 12 features of racing throughout the night. There were fireworks on the track as well as fireworks in the air after the race is concluded. We had one of our highest weekly car counts of the year, including 12 Poland Construction Crown Vics, 17 Floating Vine Compacts, 22 Hewlett & Sons Auto Salvage Hobby Stocks, 30 RJ's Plumbing and Heating Sport Mods, 14 North Lenola Stock Cars, 11 Poet Biorefining Modifieds. The night started out with our 6 makeup features from the week's prior rainout. Then non-qualifier races followed before concluding the night with our regularly scheduled 6 features. First in your Poland Construction Crown Vics, the night was owned by a former hobby stock track champion Matt McAtee, winning both features. In your Floating Vine Compacts, your defending track champion Tyler Hoover of Velisca scored both feature wins with an outstanding night. The Hewlett & Sons Auto Salvage Hobby Stocks featured the defending NASCAR Division 4 national champion Cody Warner of Clearfield scoring a feature victory, and Daniel Davis of Lennox scoring the second feature, and this was his first career Adams County Speedway feature win, so congratulations to him. The RJ's Plumbing and Heating Sport Modifieds had the number 58 of Hunter Poston of Velisca winning the first feature of the night, and the second round of features was won in dramatic fashion by the Fontenelle Flyer Daniel Bowler of Fontenelle. Your North Lenola Stock Cars was dominated by the current point leader, the number 55 of Scuba Steve Churchill, winning both features in dominating fashion and extending his point lead. The night was then capped off by the Poet Biorefining Modified. Jesse Dennis of Corning picked up his first win of the year, and Josh Cooper of Prescott picked up the second feature event later in the evening. We wanted to thank all who are in attendance, whether you were in the pits or in the stands, and we want to thank you so much for supporting local dirt track racing. This upcoming week, Iowa Corps District 7 presents Salute to Farming Night here at the Speedway with free admission into the grandstands, race fans. What better way to come to the races than with free admission? We are also going to be giving away more bikes this week for kids 10 and under during intermission, so grab the kiddos and come out for a chance to win. You can sign your kid up when you walk into the gate at the table. Iowa Corps District 7 will also be giving away things that when you walk into the gate. The Adams County Fair will also be going on at the fairgrounds, so come on out early and check out our livestock and exhibits in the 4-H building. Make sure you follow us on Facebook at Adams County Speedway for all the latest news and updates, such as our new Kralik Farms Driver of the Year Cup. We will update standings for this as often as we can. You can also look up more information, such as point standings, feature winners, and other updates on our website at acspeedway.com. I also wanted to mention that if you have the premium subscription to the My Race Pass app on your mobile device, you can now use the MRP live audio to listen to the races live through your Bluetooth device. Just click Adams County Speedway in the My Race Pass app on Saturday night and select the live audio icon to listen to the races live, whether you're in the grandstands or at home. Be sure to join us live on the KCSI YouTube channel this Saturday night for Pitside Live from 5 to 6:30, or listen to us on KCSI 95.3 FM on your dial. Hot laps will follow at 6:30. Racing at 7 o'clock. Come on out and join all the sights, sounds, and smells. And if you can't make it, be sure to buy the subscription and watch it from home on DirtCrown.tv. We'd love to have you, and let's go racing.